بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are towards the end of the 99. Today inshaAllah we discuss one amongst the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is Al-Barru. Al-Barru refers to that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the possessor of all good, and who is the dispenser of all good. In the ayat of the Quran we recite, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ, that is birr. Birr is righteousness, it's goodness. But Al-Barru is the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Bir is good. Al-Bar is the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is exclusive to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This name Al-Barru appears only once in the entire Qur'an Kareem. Inna kunna min qablu nadu'u, innahu huwa al-barru al-rahim, in the 27th juz of the Qur'an Kareem. With regards to the definition of this name Al-Barru, Allama Ibn Jurayj rahimullah mentions and he says, Al-Latifu bi'ibadihi, that this means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is very compassionate with His creation, يُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيُسْلِحُ أَحْوَالَهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously confers His mercies, His favors upon His bondsmen, and He always is rectifying the issues, the matters, the affairs of His slaves. Hakim bin Hizam radiyallahu anhu, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some assistance. He says, سَأَلْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَعَطَانِي, I asked him for some money, he gave me. I came back to him and I asked him for some more money, he gave me for the second time. And I came for the third time and I asked him, فَعَطَانِي, on the third time also he gave me. But on the third time then he advised me. He says, O Hakim, إِنَّ هَذَا الْمَالِ خَضِرَةٌ حُلْوَةٌ. See this dunya, this world, and all the beauties of this world, it's green and it's lush. It's very attractive to the naked eye. Hulwatun, it's something that is very sweet. You can get addicted to it. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِطِيبِ نَفْسٍ بُورِكَ لَهُ فِي. If you're going to be taking this wealth, and the person who is giving it to you is happy to give it, then there'll be barakah in it. You'll be blessed. But وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسٍ. You're collecting, you feel you increasing your bank balance, but the person from who you are getting that money, there's exploitation, there is oppression, and there is negligence, maybe there's some doubt in the manner you of acquiring that wealth, then Nabi Sam says, then there's no barakah in that wealth. He says, then acquiring such wealth is كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. Like a person who's eating but he doesn't get satisfied. Now he's got a sickness. He's not digesting what he is got, so he's going to continue eating. كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. Nabi Sam says, oh Hakim, الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. Try and be the giving hand rather than the receiving hand. Oh Hakim, be the giving hand. And the giving hand first refers to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Always giving. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in this world, He gives His mercies, His favors, His bounties to all and sundry. Kafir, Muslim, old, rich, poor, every person. Whether a person believes or not, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are upon every person. Every single person receives it. But the mercies, the special rahmate khasa, the exclusive bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in rahmah, that is reserved for only the believers on the day of qiyamah and in akhirat. That's only for them. But in this world, asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahirata wa batina. All bounties are for all the servants in this world. But in akhirat is only for the believers. Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu, this one hadith, after that, he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, after today I will not ask a soul for anything. And to his word, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. He says, oh Hakim, we give in everyone in the kingdom, you also must get your stipend. He says, no, I don't want it. Umar radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa. He says, take. He says, no. Uthman Ali radiallahu anhu, every one of them, he refused to take anything from the public treasury. Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu passed away at the age of 120. 120 years old, he passed away in the time of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. There were other Sahaba that passed away at much more elder ages than that. One Sahabi passed away at the age of 300. 300 years old. So, but anyway, Hakim bin Hizam was blessed with 120 years of age, but he didn't receive, he didn't want anything actually. Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this horse of mine is the best horse I have. Please take this khairat fi sabirillah. Take this here and give it out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Sam takes it and he spends it in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The ayat was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ. No person can reach the pinnacle, the highest point of piety, until he does not spend from that which he loves. So this ayat is revealed. So we said, Al-Bar is righteousness, goodness, good deeds. That's al lantanalul bir. And al-bar is the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So ulama explain and say, if we want the mercies of al-barru, then we have to engage ourselves in al-birru, which is good deeds. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu comes, he says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to me. Nabi Sam asks, oh Abu Talha, where? So he says, no, the ayat was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرِّ. None of you can reach the pinnacle of piety until he doesn't spend of that which is beloved to him. So he says, Ya Rasulallah, وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ مَالِي. The most beloved of my possessions and assets is بَيْرَحَا, بِيْرُحَا, different ways of reciting it, is a property of mine adjacent to Masjidun Nabawi, some prime property. He'll fetch top dollar for it. But he says, Ya Rasulullah, this year is fi sabilillah, spend it as you want. Wherever you want to give it, go and give it. This is how Sahaba radiallahu anhum earned the title of radiallahu anhum. Allah becoming happy with them, because they were happy with whatever was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes and he gives it. He says, Ya Rasulullah, take it, go and give it out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they read Quran, Quran was revealed for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to me. And immediately that spurred them into action in execution. They wanted to fulfill whatever was encouraged and commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu, there's different narrations or incidents in his life. One of the incidents is that the ayah was revealed, lamma nazalat. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, he says the ayah was revealed,
من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا.
Who is that person who will give Allah a good loan?
فيضاعفه له.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will multiply for you the reward. Your investment will be multiplied, manifold. So when this ayah was revealed, Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulallah, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَيُرِيدُ مِنَّ الْقَرْضِ. Allah is saying that whoever can give and forward a loan to Allah, is that ayah in place? Does Allah really require a loan from me? He says, Naam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a loan. It's an investment with Him. The returns are multiple. So he says, Ya Rasulallah, if that's the case, I've got one orchard which is the most beloved to me. I want to give that in sadaqah. Nabi says, which one? He says, certain name in which there is 600 trees in that orchard. 600 trees. We take one plot in Sherwood and put 600 trees. What's the value of the plot? Forget the trees. Yeah, he says, for the fi sabilillah, take it. Fi sabilillah. This is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we are able to spend from that which is beloved to us. Allah forgive us. But there is a little bit of a wiring problem within our systems. That if a person is, says, by Allah ke waste de do, for Allah say, give me something. Any leftover bread you got? Any leftover bread you got? So we'll give that. And then when we want to invite guests to our house, we'll put the best on the table. So your guests, we're putting the best. But the guest of Allah, wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar, anything left over? Yesterday's food, you got anything to give? How about making the meal and giving it? Subhanallah, one of our friends was explaining to us, we met him, so he said, Mawlana, during lockdown, we were making hampers and we were taking to the streets and we were giving people on the streets. Lockdown, total lockdown. No one is trading, no one is working. He says at night that one day, they went around and they looked and they saw that the cats were making meow around the street. This person says, hey, hold on, we're giving insan. What about the other creation of Allah? So then someone said, hey, serious man, these cats are making a noise. Let's check the bins. The bins are empty. What are they going to scramble around for? There's nothing for them to eat on. So they took the bones, they collected bones, they put it, and they left it. The cats came and they ate. So they did it for a few nights. But he says one night they left it, they took a drive round just to come to see what was the number of cats at that area. They came back, the cats are scattered, and there's someone hiding behind the bin. So they go, they look in, hey, there's someone there. Hey, what's happening? This man starts running. So they stop him. He says, no, don't run. We're not here to catch you. What are you doing? What's in your hand? So he didn't realize. He says, no, that's some bones. He says, but that's the cat food. He says, by there's nothing for me to eat. At least I can take the cat's food to survive. At least I can have the cat's food to survive. So they decided, hey, hold on, what about the other creation of Allah, the cats? And the beggars and everyone. And they started making sandwiches every day and giving everyone. Every day and giving everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we see to the creation of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to us. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He was sick, but he was feeling for fish. So his slave said that, I'll make some arrangements. Nothing is available in Madinah Tayyibah, but we'll look for some fish. Couldn't get it. Many days later, they found fish was being sold in the market, the one he wanted, specific type. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, eventually the slave got it. He brought it. He said, "Oh, Ibn Umar, there's the fish." Presented it to him. Ibn Umar had it. It's available. He says, "Okay, I'll have it just now." Just then there was a knock on the door. He's feeling for it. After many days it has come onto his plate. But he's feeling for this fish. Knock him on the door and that was a beggar. He says, "Why, for Allah's sake, anything for us?" He says, "Give the fish. What I was desiring, you give it to the guest of Allah." So they gave it. So the person took his fish and he went away. The slave went out of the house. He paid 1.5 dirhams for that fish. So he goes, he looks at the beggar. He says, "Hey, you know what? I'll give you the money. You don't need the fish. I'll give you the money, 1.5 dirhams. You give me the fish back." He says, "No problem." So he got the fish. He gave him the money. He thought, "Now maybe he'll move on." The person brought the fish back. He says, "Wait, Omar, everything is sorted out. You got your fish and you got your reward also. He's got the money." So he says, "Okay." Just then the knock on the door again. The same beggar. Same beggar. They knew if they knocked on the door of Sahaba, he wouldn't even ask him, "Oh, what's happening? I gave you already. Allah forgive us. I gave you just now. Yesterday, how much I gave you? 10 rand, isn't it? I gave you 10 rand yesterday. You're still asking me again?" Astaghfirullah. He says, no. Give him the fish. And don't even ask him for the money again. If possible, give him more money. So he says, "But what?" He says, "Ayyuma rajulin ishtaha shahwatan faradda shahwata wa athara ala nafsihi ghufira lah." He says, that person who desires something, he suppresses his desire, and he gives preference to someone else over himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Forgiven. Because you gave preference to my commandments, and my desires over yours, you're forgiven. Jannah is awaiting you." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability. What does it require? It means that we have to slowly backstepping. We have to slowly start taking steps backwards and detach from that which is too close to our hearts. Those things that are too attached to us, we slowly have to detach from that. Slowly, inshallah. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will really put barakah in our earnings, inshallah. So when we see to the creation of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to us. Person came to Abdullah bin Mubarak. Now this is one avenue of how if we see to the creation of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to our needs. We're talking about if we involve ourselves in al-birru, we will receive the mercies of al-barru. The most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the possessor of all good. All favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be showering upon us. So person comes to Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah. He says, "Oh, Abdullah bin Mubarak, I'm really suffering. For 7 years I've got a boil on my knee. This just, it's so stubborn, doesn't want to go away. Every treatment, it subsided, but it came back with a vengeance. And then, it's bleeding also. For 7 years I'm losing blood. Getting weak. It's a little bit difficult now. Oh, Abdullah bin Mubarak, any suggestions?" You would have thought maybe some medication, maybe some doctor, or maybe some wazifa. Maybe some wazifa, some dua or something. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimullah told him, "Idhab fanzur mawdi'an yahtaju an-nasu al-ma'a." He says, "I want you to go to a place where people require water, and there isn't easy availability of water. Dig a well, provide the water, Allah will see to you." So he looked, he found one place, he immediately secured that place and he bought a plot and he dug a well and he made that waqf. He says, "Right, water is free for the entire community." He says it was just but a matter of a week, complete shifa. 7 days, 7 years rather, waiting for shifa. No shifa, here the shifa comes so swiftly and quickly. A great muhaddith of his time, Imam Hakim rahimullah, he was a great muhaddith himself. Allama Munzir Rahimullah, who is his student, he said, my ustad was very sick. He, for 1 year, was getting major and big pimples on his face. So nowadays, maybe we'll go for Reaccutane, huh? That's the treatment, I think so. Or they'll do something now, you know, you have to get it out. So he asked him, you know, ask his ustad, please, and make dua and do something, or read some hadith for barakah. Maybe there's no ikhlas in my teaching. How do the smumples go away? How do I get it away? So his ustad said, oh, you know what, let's all start making dua for him. Read a couple of hadith, made dua, told him give some sadaqah, and they tried. And everyone was worried and concerned because he's a great muhaddith. He's an ustad of hadith. He's a imam of the locality. Everyone was worried. So everyone went home and they worried and concerned and they tried. One lady comes back. She says, Oh Hakim, oh Imam Hakim, the answer has come. She says, answer? Answer for what? He says, no, you were very worried about getting shifa from your pimples. I went home and I was worried. I made so much of dua. I cried to Allah. Allah must give you shifa. You're the muhaddith. O Imam Hakim, I had ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu came to me and said, go tell Imam Hakim that he must give water to the people where they require it. That is his shifa. He says, no sooner did I do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me complete shifa. Complete shifa I received. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability. That this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is. When we see to the creation of Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see to us. There are incidents we hear nowadays of such incidents taking place where a person is not attached to anything of this world. Whatever, it's a favor from Allah, and whatever needs to be done, he does it. One person, he had a vehicle. Vehicle was ready for upgrade. So he spoke to his father. Father said, yeah, definitely go for it. And for the du'as of his father. Father also was well-to-do. He used to help him in certain things. So he said, yeah, go for it. Go upgrade it. And then we'll sell the other one. He said, okay. Bought the new one. And just then, one of the family members, something happened. His car got hijacked or stolen or whatever the case be. So he phoned this relative and he says, you know what, if you got any extra car for the time being, just to carry me for a few weeks until I buy another one. I just need a runner for a little while. Any runner you have. So he comes to his father. This person comes to his father. Say, Papa, you know that second car, we were supposed to sell it. Let's not sell it. His car got stolen. We'll give him that old one. Father says, but what happened? He says, no, his car got stolen or hijacked. He doesn't have a car. We'll give him the old one. He said, no. Give him the new one. Keep the old one. Give him the new one. Keep the old one. Okay. You're confused, give the second. He said, no, give him the new one. Don't worry, Allah will give us another one. Allah will give us another one. So he gave the brand new one. Relative also is shocked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will make this easy. With regards to this name Al-Barru, ulama explain and say, all of this, whatever we're speaking about, has to be done with yaqeen. When it's done with yaqeen, then with conviction, then there's results. When is we heard, we tried, we desirous of something, but what yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So al-barru ulama explain and say that if a person is involved in any evil quality, trait, habit, whatever it is, and you're trying to rid yourself of it, they say, hold your right hand and recite al-barru 7 times. Al-barru 7 times, you recite it and you blow onto the entire body. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rid us of whatever quality it is. And if our children are in disobedience, as long as we are obedient to Allah, if our children are in disobedience, one of our satis has said, if our children are in disobedience, but as long as we are in obedience to Allah, and then we recite this, they'll become obedient to us. Because we obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently when we heard this name, we passed it, but now we heard one of the virtues of this. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, when people used to go to him and tell him about headaches, then he used to say, the point of headache. You take your fingers or your finger, wherever it is, you place it onto that spot, wherever is your headache, in the front or in the back, or wherever it is. And then you read, Ya Wahhabu, 14 times in one breath. This name, we passed it, but we just learnt one of the benefits now. So if we can, is there some additional information for us, if there's a headache? So we put our finger on that spot, and we recite, Ya Wahhabu, 14 times in one breath. If it, inshallah, it will decrease. And if it doesn't, then we increase our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant complete shifa, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.